We are learning Masechtas Tainis of Chachim Omer Aleph. In the beginning, two lines from the bottom of Chavez and Chavez, the two dots. Tana Rabbanan says in the Pasuk, in Parashas, Bechukoisai, that if Klal Yisrael does the will of Hashem, it says, V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam. And the Gemara Darshans, from the Lashon Rabbim, Geshmeichem Be'itam, Loi Shekura V'loi Tzimeya, not too much rain, it won't be like shikr from rain, like drunk from rain, and not V'loi Tzimeya, not hungry, not thirsty for rain. Elabenis, in between, if it's a lot of rain, so then it ruins the ground. It ruins the ground, it's too much rain. Ain't even see a Paris, and doesn't no Paris come out. If it's too little, obviously no Paris come out. So Vasati Geshmeichem Be'ita means it'll be the perfect amount of rain that you won't have any, won't have too much rain and not too little rain. Davacha, different shot on the word Be'itam, it means at the right time. Be'itam at the right time. Velela Revia is Leil Shabbosas, which means on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. What's special about those two nights? So we know Friday night, no one's out in the streets, and therefore it's a good night to rain. And on Tuesday nights, Rashi brings down from the Gemara Mesachim a certain mazik, a certain shindalad, a shade, that's out there called the Geras Bas Machlas, and people just not frequent the streets at that night because they were scared of this mazik. We find the days of Shimon ben Shetach, when Klai Yisrael was doing the will of Hashem, and the rain only fell taka Friday night and on Tuesday nights when people were inside the house. And lest you say that that's not enough rain and things can't grow with so little rain, only twice a week. No. At that time, the wheat was as big as kidneys, and the barley was the size of zesim, of pits, of zesim, of olives, a big olive. The pit of olives is very big. And the lentils were the size of coins. The tzaru mehem ledugma, they put it away, some of this produce, to remember ledairis, loidia kama chet gerim, that now today they don't have such good, such plump wheat, and such big tzarim, and big adoshim. It's not because of the nature of those chitim, it's because of our averis. Kama chet gerim, shenem says the pasuk, avon yisechem hatu, your averis caused, changed the, how the tefuah is supposed to look. Avnaseichem hatu eila. It took away these from you, this gishmei bracha. V'chateisechem manu atev mikem. And your averis took away the good from you. V'chem etzinu mei hordus. Same thing in mei hordus, in the days of hordus building Beis HaMikdash. So Iskim and Beis HaMikdash, they were busy with Beis HaMikdash. Hordus, Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash. A bunch of years later, a few hundred years later, Hordus decided he's going to renovate the entire Beis HaMikdash. And when they were doing it, so if it rains, you can't work on the Beis HaMikdash, you can't do renovations. So only rained at night. But Yordim Shomim Belayla only rained at night. Lomacha, the next morning, Noshva Ruach, the wind used to come out, and his bars were oven, the clouds went away, Vezorcha Achama, and the sun shone, Vayotzom Melachtam, and they went back to work. Vayodu, and they knew from this, Shemalecha Shemayim Biyadeim. They knew that they're doing the Ratzon Hashem. You get special Siyat HaShemayim, the rain only fell at night, and by day it was sunny, and it dried up. They knew they were doing the right thing. And the first to speak out that lest you say that maybe it's Binyan Ezra, what he was taking on the building of Ezra and doing Hordus, or that's one shot, or a different shot, maybe Hordus was doing it Shleil Shem Shemayim, but they saw from this that it was Melech Shem Shemayim, and that's why the rain held up to show them that they were doing the right thing. Zachtik Amar Vaitan. The Mishnah had a Maisa of Choyni Hamagel, that he demanded Hashem to give him rain. Our Gemara says the same story over with a little elaboration, elaborates on that story of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan to Braisa. Pam achas yotza roiv Adar, most of the month of Adar already passed. V'lo yarduk shomim, didn't rain. Not rain yet. Shokul chani amagel, sent to chani amagel, spalel v'yarduk shomim. Please daven for us, so rain should fall. His spalel, he davened. V'lo yarduk shomim, didn't rain. What did he do? Og uga v'amad b'soicha. He made a circle and he stood inside it. Kederach she'osu Chavak Ganavi, just like Chavak Ganavi did. That means that Choyne Maga wasn't the first to make a circle and stand in it and say, "I'm not leaving until you answer me." Chavak Ganavi did this before already. Like Shadam says in the pasuk, "Al mishmarti amoido v'siatzva amotzar." The pasuk ends, "Vatzape lirois ma'idavabi." That Chavak had a question. He said, "Why are the Rishom so matzliach in this world?" And he said, "I'm standing here in the circle until you answer me." Rashi says, like it's Lashon of Beis Asurim, like in jail. He stood in his jail until you answer me. So Choyne Magi said, "I'm doing the same thing." Omar, he stood in the circle and he said, "Lefano, Rebbeinu Shloim, Banecha somu peneim alai. Your children placed their trust, their faces towards me. Shanike ben bayis lefanecha, because I'm a ben bayis for you, Akaris Baruch Hu. Nishva ani b'shvumcha agadol. I'm making a shvua in your great name. Shein zoz b'kan. I'm not moving me out to rachamu banecha until you have rachmanis on your children and bring rain. Hischilu g'shamim v'natim. So it started drizzling very little. Amar lo tamidav. So his tamidim said to Chayni, Rebbe, Rinuchav lo namus. Make sure we don't die. We want to be able to see you further and not die. This little rain is not going to help anything. We're going to die from this. Looks like this is just like a token expression just to take away Yeshua, so it's drizzling already. But this is not going to help us anything. This is not going to really give us enough rain to live. So Amar, so Chayin turned to Hashem, Loikach she'alti, I didn't ask for this type of rain. I need enough rain to fill up all the cisterns full of water, all the pits and cisterns. We need water. Yardu b'zap. All of a sudden started raining, or very strong, like a hurricane. Acha kol tipa v'tipa, until every drop was the size, k'mloi p'yachavis, like the mouth of a barrel. V'shir chamim, she'ein tipa p'chusa melug. Every drop was at least the size of a lug, which is a very big amount. It's a nice amount, nice couple ounces over there. A lug is probably at least 12 or 14 ounces, each drop of rain. So that was too much already. Amar Tamidav, Rebbe, Re'inu Re'inuchu Le'inamos. We want to keep on seeing you. We're not to die. This is what you get killed from this rain. It seems like this rain is coming to Al-Abed Olam to destroy the world. Amar Lefanov. So Chayin Yamago says to Hashem, Loikach Shalti. I didn't ask for this to have rain either. Al Gishmei Rotzayin. I want Gishamim that would a Gishmak, Bracha Onadava. Nice Gishmak, a rain that's a Bracha for us. And kachava yordu k'tiknam, it rained regularly. Acha olu kol ha'am, and it rained so much. Acha olu kol ha'am harabayis. They had to go to higher ground. They had to leave Yerushalayim, go to the harabayis, because they were getting flooded. B'nei Hashem, it wasn't a hurricane, but it was a lot of rain. Omru loy. So now they turn to Chayin Magal, said, Rebbe, k'shem shespal l'shiyar. Just like you daven that the rain should fall. Kach espal v'yechlem. Can you please daven? And to take away, make the rain stop, because it's flooding. Omru lehem. Chayin Magal answered, kach mekabalani. I have a Kabbalah of my Rabbeim, she'ein mespal ma'reiv ha'toiva. You don't daven on too much good, you don't daven to stop. Aval pikein, but still, I'll try something. Hevi'uli paradah, bring me a paradah. What does a paradah mean? So Rashi learns it means a shlomim, that I'm going to say vidui on the shlomim. But the mafarshim are bothered by this, that shlomim is not chayiv in vidui. Shlomim is not brought as a chet, and therefore some say it means to bring a toida. Like upon him, the Mashal learns that the vidui they were saying that he wanted to say was that he's going to ask for the rain to stop, and that alone is avera. That's what he wanted to say vidui. But like upon him, haviu loy paridav v'samach shayadala. Put both hands in. They can't handle. They're very rigid. They can't handle too much good, too much pranios. Kas delev in echalamid. You get angry at them, they can't handle it. Shvat lehem, too much good. Shvat lehem toiva in echalamid. They can't handle this. So if I'm asking you, Yerotu b'fenecha shifosku ha-geshamim ve'erevach ba'olam. Please stop the rain and let it be calm in the world. Meyad nosh b'haruach v'espazor ovim. The winds are blowing and the clouds are blown away. V'zorch ha-cham v'gatsoni v'yotsom l'soda v'viu lehem k'mei v'peitres. They brought back these mushrooms that really grew from the moisture of the rain. So that was the end of the story with Shimon, with the Chayin HaMagel, that he brought the rain and he even stopped the rain. Our Mishnah sounds like that he didn't want to daven for that. This Gemara is a little different version. It says he actually davened to stop the rain. Shalach Shimon ben Shatach. El Mali Chayin Yatav. Not that you were such an Adam Gadol, Chayin HaMagel. I would gezrani alech anidu. I would make a gzera that you should go b'cherim v'shamta. Why? Because you don't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach sh'alti, l'kach sh'alti. It's not why you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy oid, ela she'ilu shonim k'shnei Eliyahu. It also could be a different problem. What happens if, like it's the years of Eliyahu, what happened to Eliyahu Navi? Eliyahu Navi made a shrua to Achav that there won't be rain for 3 years. That's what he said. He said, Achai Hashem. He said a shvua that I'm not going to see rain. You're not going to see rain for 3 years. So imagine if you would stand in a circle and say you have to give me rain. Someone would have to give. So that's going to happen. It could be a chal Hashem. Let's read the Gemara inside. Shilu shon k'shel yo Shemafteches Hagashamim Vilosh Yoh, and with that at that time the keys of Gashom were in Yoh's hands, and he's the one who davened and he said there's not gonna be rain for 3 years. You're saying you're not leaving the circle until it rains. And Elyon always said that there's not going to be rain. But so really, you deserve nidui because of this. What should I do? Rashi taiches means you do chayte, like you do ke'ilu, like a beirus in front of Hashem. And he doesn't care. But he still does what you want. Kibench mischate love is like a little child that doesn't act properly. It's still his father loves him so much. The Eisler son does his father does his rotzim. The Oimer loy. Let's say this, like the son says, Abba, bring me to the bathhouse to wash me with hot water. Then he says, Shatvein b'tayim. No, it's too hot. Use cold water. Tein legoizim. Give me nuts. Shkedim, almonds, afarskim, peaches, remainim, pomegranates. But no, he said, the father gives him whatever he wants. Drives him crazy. But you love your son so much. You are like that in front of Hashem. You chayni amagav. Alecha akasav ha'imra. And you, the Pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogel yuladetecha. That happy is the father and mother. V'sogel yuladetecha. And happy is the one who gave birth to you. The father and mother gave birth to a tzaddik like you. They are very, very privileged and happy. Zogtig amaravayt. Tanur Rabbanu. Ma shochu b'nei lishkas hagazis l'choyni amagel. What did the Sanhedrin were mishabeyach? They were praising the tefillas of choyni amagel, and they brought down psukim in Iyav that represent what choyni amagel did. Ma shochu b'nei lishkas hagazis l'choyni amagel. They sent to him that these psukim are about you. The pasuk says, "Vatigzor oimer v'yakum loch v'al derachecha naga ar." And he dares like this: "Vatigzor oimer, the tzaddik is geizer, and Hashem was v'kayim it. Ata gzar tolamata, you make a gzera in this world that rain should fall. V'kayim baruch hu v'kayim v'rocham alon, Hashem is v'kayim your words up there. V'al derachecha naga ar, darsh we dares like this: Darsh yafel the generation that was in darkness from the tsar." Of no rain, you lit it up. You lit up the day. You lit up the day with your tefillas. And the pasuk says further, "Kirshpilu b'toymer geva," which means like this: Dar shafel, the dar that felt low. It was in famine. Higbata b'tefillasecha, you picked them up. B'toymer geva means with your tefillah, you picked them up. B'shach einayim yeshia, we dash like this: Dar shashach ba'avoinoy, a dar that was low because of the averus, he shat of his tefillas, you save him with the tefillas. And the pasuk ends off with the malet inoki with darsh like this: darsh lo inoki, the generation that wasn't so clean and had averus, milatosai b'tefillasecha, you saved them with your tefillah. V'nimlak v'var kapecha, he talks like this: malata ma'isei yedecha habrurim, you saved the dar with your ma'isei yedecha that are clean. That's how you saved this dar. All the days. Now we're saying another story about Choyne Magel, not with the rain, but a different story about Choyne Magel. Omra Biechna, Kol Yomav Shalisa Tzadik, all the days of Choyne Magel, very interesting story coming up. Kol Yomav Shalisa Tzadik, Choyim Etzdar Al Mikrazeh. He had a hard time with this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about the Klai Yisrael going down to Bavel for 70 years, and then come out of Bavel and go back to Yerushalayim. It says in the pasuk, Shir HaMalos, which Rashi is Taiches, Shir HaMalos means the Lashon of Ilui, as Rashi says. It's like a song of praise. And Rashi, all places, says it was on the Milas, on the steps going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Like upon him, Shir HaMalos, B'shuv HaShem HaShiv HaSiyon HaHinu Kechomim. When Klai Yisrael went back after 70 years of Golas, they said those 70 years were like a dream. And Choyne HaMaga had a hard time comparing 70 years to a dream. Is it possible for someone to sleep 70 years like a dream? It's impossible. Why comparing it to a dream? It doesn't make sense. 70 years is not a dream. One day he was on the way. He saw a person planting a boxer tree. When does this start bearing fruit, this tree? So the person answers, the guy was planting it. It takes 70 years for it to start giving fruit. You're so sure you live 70 years? What are you doing here planting something? You live 70 years? I was born into a world with the boxer trees. I mean, someone planted it before. Just like my forefathers planted buxa trees, I'm also planting it for my offspring. Yosef, so Chaim Michael sat down over here where he was planting the tree, he was watching, and he started eating a meal. Also, Lishin, so he felt very tired. Nim, he fell asleep. Ahadalei Mishunuse, a rock grew around him. Ichsim Eina, and he got covered and no one could find him. Menim Shivim Shnin. He slept for 7 years. That means they realized, his family realized he was missing. They thought he died. And they couldn't find him. No trace. He disappeared without a trace. Really, he was sleeping under a rock and they couldn't find him. There is another medrash that says, it's maybe brought down in the Sifun, the Mashal brings down, that they thought he was killed in the war between Hyrcanus and Asdrubulus, the two brothers of the Achashmonaim, and the Mashal. But Agumar is going to a different gear, so that the reason why he disappeared when he was hidden by this rock. So after 70 years, he has 70 years sleep, a good sleep, 70 years, he wakes up, you come, Chazlu Gavra Davakum Lakim Inayu, he wakes up and he sees someone taking off tree, a box off this tree. Amalei, so Chayni asks this person, Atum the Shalta, you don't want to plant in this tree? Amalei, the guy answered, no, Babrena, I am the grandson of the person who planted it. Amalei, wow, it's giving fruit. Shmavana, the Naimi Shivishnin, I must have slept for 70 years because it takes 70 years for it to bear fruit. And he turns around and he looks at his chamar, he came with a donkey, and he sees the donkey was turned to a huge family of donkeys. Chazal Chamer des Yadli Ramki Ramki. He saw he had children and grandchildren, this donkey, because his donkey was pregnant at that time when he was riding the donkey, and she had a zachar, and she was ba'al the zachar, and they had more children, and it multiplied. As they were sitting there 70 years, he had a whole herd of donkey now. So now he gets up, after sleeping 70 years, which Hashem wanted to show him that it's possible to dream 70 years, he just did this. Ozal Abesa, he went home. Omar Lahu, he says to the people in the house, Bray the Chayne Magal Mikayim, is a son of Chayne Magal livestock? Omar Lay, no, Bray less, he has no kids, children left. Barbara, he said, but he has any klucha left. Omar Lahu, I know Chayne Magal. By the way, I am Chayne Magal. Lehem Hemnu, they didn't believe him. Like, after 70 years, they didn't even remember. Like, it's 70 years, so no way, they didn't believe him. Also, Beis Medrash, went to Beis Medrash. Shamul Rabban the Ka'amri, he heard the Chacham saying, Nehirun Shmaitzim Kibushne Chayne Magal. This Gemara is as clear as days in Chayne Magal. The Chayav Ayla Beis Medrash, because when he used to be in the Beis Medrash, Kol Kush Dav Lo Rabban Ham Farkla, any kasha they had, he used to answer. Amalu Ananiu, I am him. And Mashal's Mashma, the Gemara that Mashal there was, Mashal's Mashma, that he's the one who said a Pshat. He walked to Beis Medrash, he said a Pshat, and they said, wow, that Pshat is very clear. I don't remember Pshat, he is a Pshat. Like Chayne Magal's days, and he says, "I'm Chayne Magal." Loyem knew they didn't believe him. They didn't give him any cover because they said there's some shugging the guy here, say claiming he's Chayne Magal. It's like someone walking in now into his marriage saying he's the Chavetz Chaim. You know, they don't believe you. Chalos daite, it bothered him very much. By rachmi miss, he davened Hashem and died. Oh, Rabbi, how many inches? People say, "Oichav Ruso or Mesusa." Either you have a chevro or Mesusa. Here, they're gonna treat him like a Meshugana. He's not going to have the right cover. It's better to die. And I've had him forced to speak out because the ruach is taken away because he can't learn. He can't mekayim his tafkid in Torah and mitzvahs if they treat him like this. And therefore, he davened to Hashem and he died.